elected at the latest Drug Take Back Day event in October. Gunderson Health System announced it was permanently closing the Gunderson Richland Center Eye Clinic. Patients were being supported so they knew their care options, which might have included appointments at Gunderson locations near Richland Center or transitioning care to another local provider partner. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her statewide one-year-to-win tour in Richland Center. Tammy Baldwin faces down a contest that could decide the fate of the Senate and the White House in 2024. So why choose one of the smallest counties in the state to begin her campaign?
This county is very special to me, and I remember back in my House days in the late 90s, early 2000s, all the incredible work that this community, both Richland County as well as Richland Center, has done in partnership, whether that be healthcare and now the hospital funding, but also the Frank Lloyd Wright warehouse and childcare in this community. We've had an incredible partnership. I need those partnerships in order to be able to win an election as well as to be a successful U.S. Senator. So it's very special to start here.
Baldwin says an important focus of this campaign is a rural agenda.
How can rural communities thrive? That deals in part with support of agriculture and helping small and medium-sized farmers get ahead, which relates to the health of rural communities, but also just the community institutions that help them thrive.
As more hunters were taking to the woods, law enforcement officers in the Baraboo area were asking them to keep an eye out for any signs of a teenager who's been missing since June. James Yoblonsky's father says his son ran away from their home in Reedsburg and hasn't been heard from since. Authorities and volunteers have been looking in and around Devil's Lake State Park. There's a $10,000 reward for information. Property owners in the River Valley School District will see a drop in the district's tax levy. Residents of the district who attended the district's annual meeting in October approved the 2023-24 budget of $19.4 million. With this budget comes a 1.99% decrease in the mill rate to $789 per $1,000 of equalized property value. This is the ninth decrease in the tax levy in the last 10 years and is the lowest since 1984. The tax levy drop is due to the increase in property value. Effective January 31, 2024, Richland Family Prescription Center will no longer operate as a retail pharmacy on site at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. TRHC announced it was unable to renew the lease for the Richland Family Prescription Center. The Richland Hospital and Clinics Board of Directors and Administration acknowledged the longstanding and valued pharmacy business operated by Paul Corcoran, yet decided to move in a different direction with pharmacy services. Additional details remain undefined at this time. However, TRHC is committed to reestablishing pharmacy services at the hospital as quickly as possible. The Richland Hospital and Clinics acknowledges that there may be a lapse in retail pharmacy services at the hospital for a brief period during which all Richland Family Prescription Center patient needs will be accommodated by other pharmacies. TRHC is working to minimize inconvenience to pharmacy customers and reestablish pharmacy services on site as quickly as possible. Customers of the Richland Family Prescription Center will receive further information from the pharmacy directly. The Board of Directors of the Richland Hospital and Clinics voted to discontinue further planning for a replacement facility at this time, citing the projected cost and affordability of the project. This decision was made after much consideration and is consistent with the recommendation of the TRHC Executive Management Team. The original plan project cost was roughly estimated at $80 million. Post-COVID construction and material cost have increased dramatically, and TRHC's ability to afford a more expensive project has not kept pace. Even with a project budget of $115 million, TRHC leaders and their team of consulting architects, engineers, and project managers have been unable to design a building that would meet patient and staff needs. A recent comprehensive assessment of the current Richland Center facility indicated that it could remain safe and serviceable, however, with further investment. The board of directors has directed management to develop a capital spending plan to sustain and improve the current facility. TRHC also intends to retain the 40-acre parcel purchased several years ago, the former co-tractor site, to develop a new hospital and clinic facility at an unspecified time in the future, working with the City of Richland Center to establish utilities there in the meantime. The Richland Center City Council met in closed session to discuss ongoing litigation and a request for funding an expert witness in December. The City of Richland Center is currently engaged in litigation with Walmart concerning property taxes and was advised of the benefits of retaining expert testimony in the litigation. Following closed session, the council reconvened into open session and unanimously approved Resolution 5, which authorizes retaining Dominic Landretti and Company Real Estate Valuation Services, LLC, for an appraisal of real estate at a cost of $10,500 and for services at the rate of $500 per hour. River Valley High School is home to new manufacturing equipment and curriculum thanks to a partnership with CESA 3. Lauren Glassbrenner is the River Valley District Administrator.
What they've really recognized is that we need to really continue to push forward ideas on technical education. We want to make sure that we have the tools necessary to make sure that career and technical education is pushed ahead in the region. So CESA 3, and part of that was with a new grants writer, Teresa Lowne, Tom Martin, who is a youth apprenticeship coordinator, as well as a new apprenticeship coordinator over there, Jessica Helms, have worked together to write a grant for River Valley High School to become a regional hub for manufacturing, for high-end, cutting-edge advanced manufacturing in the area.
An open house was held to showcase the new equipment and how the school is preparing students for careers in manufacturing and trades. The school hopes to expand the curriculum to neighboring school districts, including Richland, Ithaca, and Riverdale. The grant through CESA 3 is from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The goal is to prepare students for tomorrow. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution for a full classification and compensation study with annual maintenance to be conducted by David Drone Associates. Richland County conducted a classification and compensation study in 2018, but it was never fully implemented. Wages have not kept up with the market, and there was no consistency in how positions were reclassified and/or reviewed. This has led to internal inequity and inconsistency in pay practices, compensation, and inability to remain competitive to retain and attract staff. The Finance and Personnel Committee reviewed the proposal submitted by David Drone Associates and has adequate funding to sustain the study at a cost of $83,875. The resolution passed unanimously. Residents in the River Valley School District will find two referendum questions on the ballot in April. The first resolution is to authorize borrowing in an amount not to exceed $19.5 million through the issuance of general obligation bonds of the district to pay for a school building and facility improvement project consisting of renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools. The second is to authorize borrowing in an amount not to exceed $14.5 million through the issuance of general obligation bonds of the district to pay the cost of a school building project at the high school. Lauren Glassbrenner says going to referendum has been carefully researched and thought out.
We want to make sure that the community knows it's being community driven, but also that we're doing it carefully so that we don't make too many moves that would be too expensive or too crazy when we know our enrollment is going to plateau at certain place here and that we don't want to also do anything that's just out of reach. So we want to be really careful.
That has been a review of some of the top stories from WRCO's news department in 2023. All of us at WRCO wish you a joyous and prosperous 2024. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Year in Review from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. A recap of the top stories from 2023, courtesy of WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz. Thank you for joining us for the Year in Review.
How important are egress windows to your family? I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Go from dark basements to pleasant spaces and keep your family safe. Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877 for web fix.
Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
What's that delicious aroma? Oh, it can only come from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Authentic Mexican cuisine prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Los Amigos the Mexican restaurant of choice for those who love their Mexican food. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Celebrate your birthday with Los Amigos or give the gift of gift cards from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant in downtown Richland Center. Call 383-0684. Find them on Facebook.
Looking at today on this New Year's Day, we're entering the new year with clouds sticking around for a bit longer, then maybe some sunshine gradually slipping in today. Highs in the low to mid 30s, northwest winds 5 to 10. Tonight, lows of 22, southwest winds 8 to 15, partly cloudy. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs of 37, and Wednesday, highs of 32, and even some breaks of sunshine. With light westerly winds, it is a cloudy 26 degrees at 10 o'clock.
100.9 WRCO.
And again, Happy New Year to all of you. I'm Bo Henricks, and yes, it has been a while since we've spoken, I believe, last year. And with that, I have made the obligatory joke of course, needed to get that on my bingo card. That's the free space when we're dealing with 2024. But we are looking at 27 degrees, our current temperature, and looking like it may warm up a little bit. But hey, I'd be all right with just seeing some sunshine. Right now, here's Katie Lindendahl with Extra.
Just your blue eyes lighting up the pavement on a Nashville night. Gave me that James Dean winking, starstruck feeling. How could I know you were just acting when you're acting so extra, extra? Read all about it, your name should be in lights. Ain't no doubt about it. I bet you, bet you. You extra, read all about it, you extra
Take a picture, take a chance. Chase a dream, chase a girl. Say a prayer, take a trip. Don't hold your breath, hold your kids for that to be. Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it, in a blink it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present. There's no prison like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you. Help a stranger, help yourself. Pull that Bible off that shelf. Open it up with your mind. See the world through his eyes. Make the most of what matters the most in this life. Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it, in a blink it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present. There's no present like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you. It can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it. There's no time like the present. Oh, there's no time like the present. There's no present like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you.
The Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg is the hot spot this week, and we say Happy New Year to Jess. How are you today, Jess?
Oh, doing good, and Happy New Year. I tell you, it's crazy that we're turning over another leaf this quickly.
I know it. My goodness. So it's a holiday today, but it sounds like you're working. What are the hours today for the Pizza Ranch?
Yeah, well, so we have our normal hours today. So we're going to have the buffet open all day today from 11 o'clock till 8 o'clock tonight. And then we're closing at 9 o'clock for pickup and delivery. But yes, we got all the fixings out on the buffet. We got pizza made your way. Of course, our roasted chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, potato wedges. You know, we also got our everyone raves about our dressing, or what some people call stuffing, on the buffet. Ooh. And of course, the salad bar to boot. So, but yeah, you have to come on in and enjoy that buffet here starting the new year.
Will you have the Badger game on?
Oh, you bet! And go Bucky! I'm hoping. I keep my fingers crossed. They're gonna do well today.
Okay. So folks can eat and they can watch the game and have a good time. Something to celebrate on this holiday today. Then.
You bet, and especially after yesterday, Packers played really well. So yeah. Hey, it's been a good start to the new year here.
Absolutely. Were you surprised like me that they scored that many points?
I was like, oh my gosh, if we could continue this through the rest of the season, we might have a chance.
We'll see. Gotta beat the rival Bears on Sunday, and that's going to not be an easy task, I wouldn't think.
No, probably won't, but if they keep playing good, we shouldn't have a problem.
Nope. I hope you're right. So this week, after today, then regular hours, anything else special going on this week at the Pizza Ranch, Jess?
Yeah, well, actually, today would be the last day that we have our regular hours, and then starting tomorrow, we're actually switching to our winter hours. So Sunday through Thursday, we run buffet from 11 to 7 p.m., so we close the buffet at 7, and then we're closing at 8 o'clock at night instead of 9 o'clock. Fridays and Saturdays, those are the same normal hours that we have, where buffet runs 11 to 8, and we close at 9, so those days you don't have to worry about. But just because in the wintertime this time of year, not as many people come out as late. So we are going to be closing that buffet at 7 at least Sunday through Thursday. And then, of course, closing at 8 o'clock. So, but still, we have the great buffet up all day, and so come on and enjoy.
And the party room is open. I'm guessing there are still some holiday parties that book into January, too, aren't there?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, if you're interested in booking the party room, our party room fits 55 people comfortably. And if you got a smaller group and you'd like to be seated in there, we definitely can seat you in there, keep everyone together. But yet, we don't have any charge for our party room as long as your group buys buffet. It's a great way. We got the TV in the party room, too. So if you wanted to watch a Badger or Packer game, we got that in there as well.
Did you make your New Year's resolution? Or are you going to tell us what it is or not?
I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Maybe a resolution to be better organized or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're still catching up to me yet.
Right. I hear you. Hard to believe that 23 is gone. Here we go. But we'll enjoy talking to you in the new year, Jess. Thanks so much, and Happy New Year again.
All right. Happy New Year to everyone. Look forward to seeing y'all.
That's Jess at the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. I'm Phil Nee. We hope you have a great Monday.
WRCO 100.9.
24 minutes after 10 o'clock, in a little bit here, we'll hear from Mitch Anthony in today's Daily Dose and even a look at the American Country Radio Minute. But before we get there, a reminder that the Brewer Public Library closed today for the New Year's Day holiday. Well, the Packers were certainly not closed yesterday. They opened their playoff chances wide open again as they defeated Minnesota 33-10. What a performance by the Packers and Jordan Love. That is exactly the way to end out the year of 2023 with a game like that. Makes way for what should be, of course, another great game between the Packers and Bears. It always has to be the Packers and Bears for something on the line. And, of course, the final game of the season with a chance to make the playoffs, the Packers we'll have to put up one more great game to get there. And, you know, I don't think anybody can look at this coming game against the Bears and say, oh, the Packers, you know, if they play the way they played against the Vikings. Whenever you play a division foe, especially when it's the Packers and the Bears, everything goes out the window. It is those two teams will make a good game. It'll be 27 degrees right now, though. Looking at the Wirtz floor and temperature gauge, here's Sam Groh.
Days I say the whiskey I drink is 'cause I like the taste, and I like to drink alone because I like my own space. I say my heart ain't broken and I don't miss your face. No, I don't think about you at all these days. I'm getting good. To everyone I see, even tell myself I ain't going through hell when I lie myself to sleep. And giving up on the two of us is what I wanted to. Yeah, I'm getting good at lying, 'cause it hurts to tell. Last night I said I liked it when I pulled her in tight. No, I didn't taste your lips at all when she put hers on mine. And I didn't feel guilty when I woke up by her side. Yeah, I finally moved on again last night. Tell myself I ain't going through hell when I lie myself to sleep. And giving up on the two of us is what I wanted to. Yeah, I'm getting good at lying,
Yeah, I'm getting good at lying, 'cause it hurts to tell the truth. It hurts to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. Years ago, a training film, The Man in the Mirror, was about Fred, a middle manager in his 40s. Fred had come to the point where security was about the only thing that mattered to him. He had no real vision, passion, or focus for the future. He had become obsolete and didn't know it yet. One day, while he was sitting at home, his teenage son walked in and asked, "Dad, I'm curious, what are you for?" "Son, that's a good question," Fred responded. "But first, let me tell you some things you better be looking out for with some of your friends and that crowd at school." He began to deliver a monologue about all the things he was against. His son's face slowly dropped, and he nervously excused himself, saying, "Gee, Dad, thanks, I gotta run now." Fred's son's philosophical curiosity was dampened by his cynicism and skepticism. His son wanted to know what he was for and found out that he was for himself and against everyone else. People are attracted, drawn, magnetized to those who are for, who live with passion. No matter what we oppose, we must offer a solution, an answer, or an alternative. People who are for something often find that people are for them. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is brought to you today by rextramile.org. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax-deductible and much appreciated.
Well, Happy New Year and welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody, and it was this week in 2018 that Jamie Johnson and Alison Krauss performed Go Rest High on That Mountain, and Randy Owen sang Angels Among Us during a funeral for producer Rick Hall at the Highland Park Baptist Church in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. As the father of Muscle Shoals music, Rick was influential in recording and promoting both country and soul music, helping develop the careers of Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, Wayne Allman, Etta James, and so many more. Rick was inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in 1985, received the John Herbert Orr Pioneer Award. In 2014, he won the Grammy Trustees Award in recognition of his lengthy career. Hall remained active in the music industry with Fame Studios, Fame Records, and Fame Publishing. Remembering music legend Rick Hall, I'm Bill Cody, and this has been the Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top-rated companies to find you the best rates. Dave Davis here. More choices equal lower prices. For those switching their auto insurance, average savings exceeds $600. Savings can grow when Pure American Insurance shops all of your insurance, from home and auto to life and health. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. we offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Folks of today's American Country Radio Minute, Jamie Johnson, Allison Krause here on Country and Community. Letting you know, though, as we are into a brand new year, a couple of things you may want to make note of. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee getting ready to host its 10th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 14th at the Phoenix Center. There are two shifts available, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Now, the cost is $15 per person. The day will include prizes, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle. Sign up at the Phoenix Center starting tomorrow, January 2nd. Or you can, of course, also sign up at the day of the event. Also, Wednesday, a winter mini farmers market will be held, and that will be at the Richland Community Center from noon to 4. It's 22 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Happy New Year. Here's Montgomery Gentry.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke down boots. She wanted her real cowboy. It was a phase she was going through. Not 1 week after she moved in, I caught her painting the bedroom blue. Brought home a bottle of pink Chablis, poured out my best home. Sitting on the
everything when she couldn't change me. She was sitting beside the ocean, looking out at the waves, watching how they keep on rolling, but always seemed the same. She called and said she'd been thinking about all those quiet country nights, and whatever she thought was so wrong with me suddenly seemed alright. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls when her truck pulled into view. She said, I changed my mind when I couldn't change. Changed direction, headed back home. She changed her tune, it's all haggard and Jones. Had her dark brown hair pulled back and the bluest eyes you ever seen. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me. She's back in my arms. She thought it through, had a change of heart. She said, I guess when you love someone, you just gotta let it be. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me. Yeah, yeah. She changed it all when she couldn't change. Couldn't change me. Said, hun, let her go.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Couldn't paint that small town.
There you go. Music from Dylan Marlowe and another Dylan, Dylan Scott. So Dylan squared right there with the boys back home. Looking at clouds, maybe. Don't want to jinx it, but may give way to some sunshine gradually today. Highs in the low to mid 30s. As for tonight, though, cooling down again, partly cloudy, lows down to 22. And some light winds today, northwest winds 5 to 10. By later on, though, southwest winds 8 to 15.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson-Boscobel, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
100.9 WRCR. So this is how it ends. This is where it all goes down. This is what I don't love you feels like. It ain't the middle of the night, and it ain't even raining outside. It ain't exactly what
thought she was gonna say something about that cup of kiss and crossing the street, or something about this beautiful day. But she just looked me in the eye, said it's over, didn't try to lie or pick a fight. I might have seen it
I just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way, even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, don't cry for me, I'm alright, I'm better than you know, and this life can be a shorter ride, so don't wait on sorrow, and just hold on to those moments and the memories we shared. We're both headed for the same place anyway, I just beat you there. Yeah. I just beat you there. And as each day goes by, I get a little bit stronger. But that don't stop me from wishing you were here a little bit longer. When I think of you, like I know you'd want me to. And I know you're watching over me. And everything I do. And all those things I never got to say, well, I'll send them with this prayer. Then look up, wipe my tears, and raise my beer. Mm-hmm. And I'll see you there.
To see it through when they said I do. This modern world changes so fast. Hearts break apart like they're made out of glass. Getting hard to believe love that can last. I will if you. Once in every life, someone comes along like you've come along, and it would be so nice if this happiness could go on and on. But in this modern world, troubles come by. People let go. The first tear they cry. Someone has to be strong to keep love alive. I will if you will. But in this modern world, when troubles come by, people let go. The first tear they cry, someone has to be strong for love to survive. I will if you will. Let's give it a try.